You are listening to a Mom Forum recap episode. Here's where I share my own thoughts and personal experiences relating back to the previous episode. Be sure that you catch our interviews with moms sharing their journey through motherhood, and then come back and catch the recaps. Welcome to the last and final episode of season one of the Mom Forum podcast. Oh my God, I have gotten through 24 episodes of the Mom Forum and I cannot believe it. Last week I sat down with Tammy Talbot and that was the final interview episode of the season. And if you didn't listen to that, it is absolutely a must listen. Tammy is an amazing woman who came to motherhood in her mid-40s and is the mom of one boy. And she has lived a life. She needs to write an autobiography or biography, whichever one of those it is, because she lived quite a life before she came to being a mom. And she's such an introspective mother. I really respect that of her. She's constantly thinking about her mothering and trying to be very present in her mothering. And I highly respect her for that. And I have highly respected all of the moms that I've spoken to over this season, and all for very different reasons. I try to sit down with moms that I respect or I look up to for some reason, because they encourage me to be better in my mothering. But really why I've done this podcast is because I really, really want to show the diversity in motherhood and the diversity in our parenting choices and the diversity in the mistakes that we make and the choices that we make, because no one is going to do motherhood the same. All of us are individuals and we are dealing with children that are individuals. I can't even parent the children in my house the same. So why we would ever think that we are going to parent the same as the next door neighbor or the mom that we see at school or the mom that we see at dance or gymnastics is just beyond me. And so I really wanted to present so many different perspectives of motherhood, of how people have come to be mothers, of the choices that they've made as mothers, the experiences they've had as mothers, because we are all so different. And yet there's a bond in motherhood between women that is just there because we are going through very similar experiences. And that's the other side of this, is I want people to know, whatever you are going through as a mom, whether it be a health crisis with your child or a mental health crisis of your own with postpartum depression, or you can't get pregnant, any of those things and anything in between, there is another mother that is experiencing a very similar course that you are taking or going through. And so I want us to stop looking at each other as people to judge and as look at each other as people to find support in, as people to share our stories with, as people to relate to, because we are losing out if we isolate moms or group moms away as, oh, those are the such and such moms. Those are the breastfeeding moms. I don't fit in that group. Or, oh, those are the crazy PTA moms. I don't fit in that group. Because frankly, like most of you, I'm a little bit of a couple of different things and I don't necessarily fit into one box. And with this podcast, I want to show that there are no boxes that any one mom fits into. We are multidimensional people that are attempting to be women, be individuals, be mothers, be wives, be girlfriends, be partners, sisters, daughters. We are so multifaceted. And I feel like a lot of times with motherhood, we try to fit it into these neat little boxes and come across with this perfectly tied bow on our little motherhood journey. That is just not how it is. And I want each of us to stop trying to push ourselves into those neatly fitted boxes. I am a breastfeeding, baby wearing, slightly attachment parenting mom that yells at my kids, expects them to do their homework, expects them to become at some level of independence as they get older, who is planning on, you know what, I shouldn't say what I'm planning on, because if you want God to laugh at you, just tell God what your plans are. So I'm not going to say what I'm planning on, but I am, you know, opposites of things that are supposed to fit into one box. I don't fit into a box, and I don't want to put other mothers in a box with my expectations of them, because motherhood is diverse among all the women, and even within ourselves, motherhood is such a conundrum, such a opposition. You can feel your greatest joy and your greatest sorrow in motherhood, and you can feel your strongest and your weakest in motherhood. And motherhood can fill you up to the brink, and it can drain you and knock you down in the next hour. It is the greatest love and the greatest frustration. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. It is just a life of opposition. One minute you feel amazing and wonderful, and the next minute you feel like the crappiest mom on earth. And all of us feel that at some point. And I just want to move mothers towards supporting each other and supporting the diversity and our differences, and also recognizing our similarities and the things that we share and the feelings that we share, so that this motherhood club, no matter where you're coming from, is a place of support. When I see another mom, I meet another mom, I just want to bring her into my circle and just join the love fest, join the complain fest, all of that stuff. Let's all just be able to find safe spaces as mothers to be honest about motherhood and all of the things that we are feeling in motherhood and all of the things that we are experiencing in motherhood. In this season alone, we've had a mom who had a child with cochlear ear implants. We've had a mom whose child is on the spectrum. We've had that same mom was an adoptive mom. We've had people that have had issues and thought that they weren't going to have children, and then they were able to have children. Have people with lots of children and people with just one children. And I purposely chose a lot of these people because of the stories that they had to share and the way that they approach motherhood and their experiences in motherhood, because I want everyone to see that diversity and to stop trying to force mamas into these little boxes. I want every mom to embrace who they are, all of your amazing shining parts and all of the faults that you have, and embrace that. I'm not saying don't change, because if there's something that you want to change about yourself, you absolutely and definitely should work towards being a better mom every day. And if you're even thinking about what you can do to be a better mom, you are working towards being a better mom. But I want people to embrace all sides of motherhood, because motherhood is never, ever going to be pretty, is never, ever going to be perfect. And the more that we accept that, and I speak for myself, the easier we are on ourselves, the easier we are with our children, the easier that being a mom gets. I think when we expect certain things of ourselves and expect ourselves to fit into these boxes and expect our children to fit into these boxes and these ideas of what motherhood is supposed to be, we set ourselves up for failure. And most moms I know beat themselves up constantly, you know, overthinking and, oh, I shouldn't have done this. Oh, I'm so bad at this. And most moms I know are amazing. And everyone's amazing at something different. And I truly believe that you were gifted the kids that you were given for a reason. And you are the mother that they need. So stop beating yourselves up. Stop isolating yourselves from other mothers. Build those communities. That is truly what I wanted to do with this podcast. And be open. You know, one of my favorite people that I read a lot of from and that I listen a lot from is Brené Brown. And she, if you're not familiar with her, Google her. She has an amazing TED Talk on shame. And she's got a ton of books. Dare to Lead, I think, is her newest one. But look her up if you don't know about her. She is also on Oprah, and Oprah for me is everything. So we're just going to say that right there. But she really talks about one of the things that you have to do to not feel shame, which I think happens a lot in motherhood. We feel shame around the mistakes that we make as moms, and we feel shame around not being the mom that we thought we would be or that we think we should be. And so we bury those secrets and we don't open up about it because we don't want to feel judged, and basically you don't want to air your dirty laundry. But the more that we share and are honest about motherhood, and some things you do need to keep to yourself or keep private in your home. I'm not saying go out there and share all your business. But what I am saying is when we're open and we are not putting up these facades of perfection, that we can really see each other and we can really support each other and we can really be there for each other and even for ourselves. Because the more we talk about things and the more that we put it out there, we release the shame that comes along with it. And that's what Brené Brown really teaches, is the more you put it out there and the more you talk about it, the less shame you feel. One, because you've said it, you've acknowledged it. Two, because I guarantee there's somebody that has done or felt or whatever the same thing. And you will know that, okay, I'm not the only person that feels this way or that has done this. Because I guarantee you in motherhood, you are not. No matter how severe you may feel it is, there's somebody out there who has gone through a similar experience. And that's what I want to share with this podcast and this motherhood journey. We have all experienced the gamut of everything. I mean, bad marriages and depression and anxiety, and there are so many things. And I feel like if we just all shared a little more and just broke through that facade of perfection, that it would just be a safer space for all of us to share. And that's really what I want to create with this podcast and with the website, themom-forum.com, and everything that I do. Yes, and then in this day, age of social media and the quick, fast images that we get of people's lives, it is easy to make our own assumptions of people and that, oh, their life is so great, and oh, they never yell. I get that. People tell me, oh, you seem like the mom that would never yell. Not true about me. So that we also have to not make the quick judgments of other people because we saw a 15-second story of their day, or we saw a millisecond of an instant in a photo that they shared. But I feel like social media has changed a lot, and a lot of people are using it to share more and to get rid of the shame and to show the diversity. And that's what makes motherhood so amazing and beautiful and challenging and hard, and all the things that it is that we are all having our own experiences in it, and growing in our own ways and learning in our own ways. And all of it is okay. It is your journey to experience. And the more that we can share all the ways that that journey can look like, the more that we can know that we are not alone in this, and that it is okay, whatever you are experiencing, the highs, the lows, and that we can support each other, because something that I've been through, you probably been through. Me wanting to punch my husband in the face, oh my God, please don't tell him I said that. But you have those feelings sometimes because you really literally cannot stand the person that you love the most in that moment. You will have those days when you are questioning your sanity. Yes, we have all been there. When you question why these little people in your house are trying to destroy you, we have all been there too. Don't feel shame around it. And we all deal with it in different ways, and we're learning. That's what life is about. And please, I want you to go back, if you have not heard all of the different stories that we shared this season, go back and listen to one. Maybe listen to one that you think has nothing to do with you and you will not relate to. And I promise you, you will find something in that mother's story that you will relate to. I would love for you guys to share your stories with me, because of course I'm starting to look for season two participants, especially if you live in the LA area. But I will be traveling some this year. But I love to do these interviews in person because you get that personal interaction. If you have a story of your motherhood journey that you would like to share with me, please email me at Elisha, that's E-L-I-S-H-A, at themom-forum.com. And in the title of the email, put motherhood journey and send those emails to me. Share your story of your motherhood journey with me, and I would love to share it in some way if I am not able to interview you for the podcast. I'm looking for a diverse group of mothers because, again, we don't fit in boxes. We are an amazing mixture of love and growth and learning and all of the above. So please, as I hear my little one calling me to come and mother them, share with me your motherhood journeys. Thank you so much for sharing this season one podcast of the Mom Forum with me. And I truly hope that you enjoy it. Email me, hit me up on social media, let me know what you think. And also leave a review. It is so helpful, and I am so grateful for all the reviews that I've gotten. Leave a review, rate the podcast. And I will see you on season two. Please join us over on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Mom Forum, or come give us a visit on our site, themom-forum.com, to read our new blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. Thank you, and we will see you the next time on The Mom Forum.